You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Todd Hatton and Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
Kathy, last time, the second Wednesday of the month, I was out of town and missed all of that. And it seems as though you have more than made up for it by bringing us a trio.
Exactly. We just knew that you all would probably need a summer pick-me-up, so we just brought puppies by threes today. But we had a litter of three mm-hmm. little Chihuahua mixed puppies. Mm-hmm. They're just six weeks old, just this week, and they will fit in the size of your all's hand for sure. You guys fit nicely the puppy in one hand. Mine's a little too small for that, so that'll give you an idea. But they're just adorable, and we've got their mom and mm-hmm. the puppies. The mom is sort of a cream light tan color, mm-hmm. and the puppies all are too. The dad look like a sort of a Jack Russell. Scruffy Jack Russell mix, the wiry hair, and the mom's a Chihuahua mix. So the puppies are not likely to grow to be more than 10 pounds, maybe, on the high side. I mean, the mom only weighs 7 pounds, mm-hmm. and the dad weighed about 12. So, and they're only two now, so they're not going to get too big. But just cute as a button. They're in a foster home, so they're getting lots of opportunity for socialization and people contact and other dog contact. They visited the office yesterday, so their feet didn't hit the floor too often. So they were being carried around a lot, but just precious little things, and they'll be up for adoption just mm-hmm. very, very shortly. And there's two girls and a boy. They're all cream color and tan like their parents. And mm-hmm. the little boy is the smallest of the litter, actually. And his name is Timmy. And then the girls are Nellie and Bubbles. So if people want to check them out on our Facebook page or on our website, is the easiest way to go through forthepets.org and look for available for adoption. And they'll be there with all the others that we have for adoption.
Well, we also have pictures of the three on our Facebook page. Yeah. You can actually get an idea of just how precious these little dogs are, because we've got a picture of Tracy Ross holding one, and just the little bitty dog, and mm-hmm. just absolutely adorable.
They are, and I think I know sometimes people are a little leery of the Chihuahuas because they can be very loud, talkative, and it depends on the personality of the dog for sure. We're not seeing that with any of these that we've got. We got 17 dogs from the same household, and they were a whole variety of these mm-hmm. Pekingese Chihuahua Jack Russell mixes, and they're not real vocal dogs so far. So I'm not seeing that, you know, inclination in them at this point, and we've had them for a while. So
that's a point in their favor.
It is. It's a plus, and I do understand, you know, there's just certain breeds that have stereotypes that move with them, and sometimes they're accurate and sometimes they're not. Mm-hmm. So we try to, you know, be up front, because some people want a little, you know, talkative dog that's just going to run up to the door and, you know, talk to everybody in the window and all of that, but other people don't want any of that, so we try to be sure that people know what ours are so that they get what matches their family.
Well, you know, I've noticed it's also kind of the environment that they grow up in. I mean, I know that our dog is normally very quiet, mm-hmm. But when you knock on the door, you get that big dog woof, you know, as exactly. if he's trying to put the fear into you.
Yep.
It never works, but I mean, it's a good try.
But it sounds good.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, and you're right. It does, you know, it does depend on the environment. And some people, if you have just a naturally louder household with, you know, kids and radios going and, you know, all of that just all the time, then the dogs tend to, I think, ramp up to meet the to meet the environment a lot of times. Yeah. Yeah.
So
make a difference.
What have we got coming up this month?
Well, two things I wanted to mention to folks, because it's in Callaway County, it's Rabies Clinic Month. Mm-hmm. All of our veterinarians in town do a special every year for rabies shots for $10. So that's a $5 savings pretty much. So it's a good deal, particularly if you have multiple animals, mm-hmm. Multiple dogs and cats. And it's really worth the effort to get your dogs and cats out to the rabies clinics during this month. We actually have it's organized differently this year, and I think is super customer friendly. So I hope lots of people will take advantage of it, because all the way through the month of June, people can go to the Veterinary Medical Center on 12th Street, Warner Animal Clinic on Westville Road, and Westside Veterinary Service out on Robertson Road, mm-hmm. anytime during regular business hours, and just walk in and say, I'm here with my animals for their rabies shots, and they'll do them, you know, right then. Mm-hmm. So that's a very flexible thing for most people's schedules. But a lot of people live out in the county, and it's easier for them. They're not as available during the daytime, and they really need to have a nighttime hour deal for them. And so the Murray Animal Hospital and Animal Health and Wellness are doing night clinics from 5 to 7. We've got three remaining. Mm-hmm. They'll be on Friday. They'll be at the health department here in Murray from 5 to 7. Next Tuesday, they'll be at the Hazel Community Center, which will be really convenient for those folks that live out that way and don't want to load everybody up and bring them into town. And then on Thursday the 26th, they'll be out at the Kirksey United Methodist Church, which will also be a good place.
This is an injection, correct?
It is.
How do you give a cat an injection?
Well, it pays to have somebody who's been through school and been trained to hold them, is what I've decided, because it is a challenge.
I don't doubt it.
It is a challenge. And it is, you know, rabies is not a common thing in Kentucky for sure, and it's because the vaccination rate has been so high. Mm-hmm. We don't see rabies in companion animals, you know, at all, and then just in wildlife. So, but we've got so many animals that are out around, you know, in the community and out mm-hmm. in the woods and, you know, the fields and all, and you just don't want to take any chances because
right.
it's a nasty, nasty thing. And it still does occur in the United States, so it's, thank goodness it's just not right here, because people are being good about going and getting their vaccinations done annually. And most of the counties surrounding this area, too, do something similar to this in yeah. some fashion. So definitely need to check with your veterinarians or your animal shelters in your community and see when they do some specials like this. Mm-hmm.
But if you do not have a pet and are looking to get one so that you can have something to care for,
yeah.
we have yeah. something coming up, don't we?
Yeah. One of the rescue groups here in West Kentucky, the Lost But Love Rescue Group, is coordinating and sponsoring an event this Saturday here at Central Park in Murray from 11 to 4 mm-hmm. Called Woofstock, which is a great name. And they have invited lots of animal organizations in the community and in this general part of the country mm-hmm. to come and bring their dogs and cats for adoption. So we'll be there with some of our puppies and kittens. The Christian County Animal Shelter is scheduled to come, the Benton Marshall County Humane Society, Max's Hope, which is from Christian County, I believe. Then we'll be there. Missing Bella is another group, Marshall County Animal Shelter, Safe Haven, Kentucky, McCracken County Animal Shelter, mm-hmm. and Unchained Love are all going to be there. So really a nice way to get to see lots of animals for adoption in one location. And, you know, we all appreciate Lost But Loved, you know, putting this together. They've got Little Shop of Collars will be there doing engraving tags on site with their collars and leashes and all for sale. They're going to have some just fun things, the face painting and concessions and things like that, too. So we'll be a nice just stop, you know, on your Saturday. I think the weather is looking a little more promising for Saturday. So everybody may be ready to get out between the rain showers and take advantage of it. So it's 11 to 4 at Central Park in Murray.
I am actually genuinely curious to see if I am taken there.
You think you might be?
I have a sneaking suspicion that is a possibility. I'm not going to promise anything, but you never can tell.
Well, maybe we will see you there Saturday.
Maybe. It's certainly worth it to go out there, especially if you're looking for...
Yes, if you're truly thinking about adding a dog or cat to your family. I know we're going to have a whole group of really adorable kittens there, some other puppies that we have. And so they'll be, I know we've done this once before, mm-hmm. and there weren't quite as many groups involved then, and there was still a wonderful variety of animals there. So, it's a lot of fun.
So maybe if everything pulls through, maybe you'll But it'll be easier loading out than loading in.
Yes, well, we all hope so. We certainly do. We'll have our DNA test kits for the dogs there, too. Mm-hmm. We've had several people inquiring about those. So we'll have those at our booth, and then we'll have some of our shirts for sale and that kind of thing. So whether you're truly shopping for a dog or cat or not, there's still going to be plenty to do.
Oh, I don't doubt it. So this is Saturday from?
This very Saturday from 11 to 4 Central Park.
Mm-hmm. And this rabies clinic, is it?
The entire month of June, mm-hmm. You can go to Veterinary Medical Center, Warner Animal Clinic, or Westside, and then the three specific dates are also listed on our website. So if you're interested in the nighttime clinics, you can look, or any of this information is on our website.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Kathy, thank you for coming by and bringing
you.
The kids by.
I know. These are. I tell you, sometimes I get my arms get tired carrying them in, but I don't think Connie really got terribly tired carrying these little 2-pounders in. So.
Didn't have to carry them for very long,
that's
I'm sure.
That's true.
Well, Austin, back to you.
Thanks. You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.